Three sisters from Bradford who are thought to have travelled to Syria with their nine children have been making the headlines. Now, the shocking story of Khadija, Sugra and Zora Dawood, all in their 30s, joining terror group ISIL, has been given an extra twist as their family point fingers at the British police. In a letter to Keith Vaz, chairman of the Home Affairs Select Committee, lawyers representing two of the fathers say that the police have been complicit in the grooming and radicalisation of these women, and that their actions have put the lives of 12 British citizens at great risk.
I think we really have to take very seriously the claims of the husbands of the women who took their children with them to go and live in the so-called Islamic State, rather what we would call Daesh-controlled areas. Their claims have a really strong sound of credibility about them, just in terms of the fact that through our casework, through what we've seen, there's endless involvement of security services, either in a rather blunderful way or in a kind of sinister way.
Issues have been raised as to how the three women and nine children would have been able to disappear from the United Kingdom and end up in Syria, a war zone, without any authorities intervening. Some critics believe the government could potentially be turning a blind eye to some that are making their way to regions controlled by terror networks.
We do know for a fact that for the first few years of the civil war in Syria, we certainly had security services and police turning a blind eye to people going over and fighting. And at the end of the day, X amount of those people are going to have ended up fighting in some kind of organisation, whether it's like Daesh or whether it's an Al-Qaeda affiliated organisation. I'm pretty sure nobody was too worried about it then. In fact, it's rank hypocrisy that they've started calling it out now.
West Yorkshire Police and the North East Counter-Terrorism Unit completely reject accusations of police complicity in grooming and radicalisation. Mohammed Walji, Press TV, London.